Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So you heard about the Susie Wiles controversy, Vanity Fair. And, of course, the question is whether or not Vanity Fair is taking this out of context. Which I think if you're a betting person, you say Vanity Fair probably taking things out of context. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Chuck Schumer on TV saying we don't want another endless war. It's funny. Democrats saying they don't want an endless war. They're talking about Venezuela, obviously. They're very worried that the president's going to have he's having an Oval Office address tomorrow night. And they're nervous that he's going to announce that it's going to be the start of a war with Venezuela and that we're invading Venezuela or something like that. I don't think that's the case. I think what you're going to hear tomorrow night from the president is it's been a great year. We've accomplished a lot. The economy's strong, and we're going to go and have a great Christmas, and we'll see you in 2026. That's my sense of it. That's my guess. You know, everybody tunes out next week. So Friday's our show in Cape May, which you should be there for that, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. It's going to be a fantastic time. And then everybody goes on Christmas break, and you get fill-in hosts like me, filling in for other shows except my own show. And then you get really top-tier talent, obviously, but people just tune out. So if you're going to do a year-end message, you do it. This is the week to do it. And really, people start traveling, people start baking, people just check out, and then they don't want to hear about politics. They want to just enjoy the holidays with their friends. We're already in Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Hanukkah, we'll get into Christmas, and then people check out. Then they don't check back in until the Monday after New Year's. So we are in that phase right now. So I can't imagine the president tomorrow night is going to get on the air and say, we're invading Venezuela. We're starting a war in Venezuela. So I think the Democrats, once again, are being stupid. You know, the Democrats are making a dumb prediction that won't come true, and they're betting the ranch on it, and they're going to look silly again. Now, here's what I do know about the Democrats, because I just talked about this on America Reports a few moments ago. Literally did a hit at 2:30. Here I am now. So I'm doing the show from Fox today in a tracking booth, as they call it. And thanks to Matthew for arranging that. I appreciate it very much. I do know that the Democrats are... It's crazy town in a big, big way. Crazy town. And it's not just the elected officials. And this is the point that I was making. It's the base. The base wants crazy. Like Charlemagne the God, as he calls himself, is he's not the God. He's a God. A little Ghostbusters quote for it. Charlemagne wants Jasmine Crockett to be the candidate in Texas. It's as if he purposely, I think what Senator Kennedy said, it's like these guys, you almost have to wonder if they're Republican plants, some of these candidates. But why is this happening? Why are we dealing with crazy still? We're dealing with this right now because the Democrat base is crazy. It's not just the elected officials. It's not just the candidates. It's the Democrat base and what the Democrat base wants. They want candidates who are selling anti-Trump messages, who sound Trumpian, but are also offering very extreme policy positions. So that's what you're talking about here. For example, they find the loudest and most Trumpish-style candidate they can. Somebody's going to throw bombs. Somebody's going to say stuff over the top. They put that person out there. But that person's also offering policies that are very radical. Whereas if you look at Trump's policies, a lot of his policies are very moderate. They appeal to people on both sides of the aisle. A lot of his economic policies, I mean, some get criticized by conservatives as being too overbearing. Some get criticized by Republicans for maybe having too much of a heavy hand in things, tariffs, other. But the proof will be in the results that happen next year around midterms. And I think you're going to see a lot of economic success. I think that way because when you look at we had to fix a lot of stuff the Democrats broke. And this is what J.D. Vance was talking about in Pennsylvania. We had to fix a lot of things that the Democrats broke. War and energy, reckless spending, all the out-of-control stuff. That takes time to do. By the time midterms roll around, I think you're going to be in a very, very good position. Economically speaking, I think the economy is going to be in a good position. But Democrats will have just gone through a ridiculous over-the-top primary. And that's what you're going to have throughout these places, over-the-top primaries, to see who is the craziest candidate. I was joking, and I said, you could sell tickets to this. I mean, forget UFC on the White House lawn. Have the Democrat primaries and televise them and put them and just let people watch because it's going to be that crazy. Battling over, I'm crazier than that person. It's come down to it. So if you're a moderate Democrat, so-called moderate Democrat, there's no place for you right now in the Democrat Party. They don't want you. They don't want your kind. They don't want your ideas. They don't want you. They don't like you. They don't need you. So you have a situation right now where you've got this battle going on to see who can be the Trumpiest Democrat candidate who's also selling the most crazy far-left progressive policies. And then you combine that person into a candidate, some sort of like Franken-Democrat candidate, almost as if you made him in a lab, and then you say, go out there and run. In a general election, that doesn't play. It doesn't work. So the Democrat answer becomes, we'll give you stuff, we'll give you free stuff, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. Well, people are smart enough to see through that. They know that it's not a winning message. They know that. It's not a winning message. They know that it's not something that's realistic. Meanwhile, the Republicans are talking about affordability and saying to people, look, things might be a little tough right now, but everything has been done and being done to get us there next year. You can't just undo a war on energy overnight. You can't just undo billions and billions and trillions of dollars in reckless spending overnight. These things take time. And most people get that. They do. They get that point. They see that point and they understand that. Meanwhile, we're getting more information coming out about the weaponization of the Department of Justice and how they went after Donald Trump and how the raid at Mar-a-Lago, people within the FBI, within the DOJ, all these other people were saying there was no probable cause to raid the president's home. None. There was no probable cause to do it. And that's coming out today, a story that was broken by Just the News and by Brooke Singman over at Fox News Digital. No probable cause. They raid the president's home. Why'd they do it? Well, I think we know why they did it, because they wanted to get back any documents related to Russiagate, Crossfire Hurricane. Anything related to that, they wanted to seize and bring back to Washington. I mean, they were terrified of the prospect of all those things being out there and President Trump having access to those things. You're talking about a weaponization of government that was run by people at the highest levels of government. The NSA, the CIA, the FBI, other three-letter and four-letter agencies, purposely targeting the sitting president of the United States and trying to remove him from office over a made-up conspiracy around his involvement with Russia. And those documents related to the Crossfire Hurricane, I always believe that that's what they were after. Because what else are they after? Was it really the battle plans to bomb Iran that he wrote on the back of a cocktail napkin at Mar-a-Lago? Or the back of a children's menu at the Mar-a-Lago restaurant? No, it wasn't. Now, they said it was. They raided Mar-a-Lago. What did they say? They said, well, we found classified documents, including battle plans to invade Iran. And it was like a scribbled picture of where the supreme leader lives and a mountain, and it said, like, boom on it. It was like something a kid wrote in class. It was obviously Donald Trump walking over to somebody with a pencil and saying, like, this is what we would do, and trying to impress him and walking away. It wasn't an actual battle plan by the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and they knew that. They told us that. They were like, wow, there's some serious classified stuff here. I mean, this is really the kind of stuff that would keep you up at night. And people were like, what is it? Battle plans to invade Iran. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. What we know is that there were lots of documents there related to Crossfire Hurricane, and that's what they wanted to get back to Washington. And they never thought Donald Trump would be president again. Remember, this was all happening at a time when he was still a former president and a candidate who not a lot of people thought could win. You know, there was a time where they thought that Donald Trump, his political career was over. In the post-January 6th world, they thought, oh, his career's over, and, you know, that's the end of it. Donald Trump is done. Excuse me. So these people went with that and banked on that notion that, hey, Trump, you know what? It's over. Never in a million years did they imagine Donald Trump would become the president of the United States of America again and would have their access to all the documents that they went and raided at Mar-a-Lago. But at the time that they did it, they all believed and knew there was no probable cause for any of this stuff. They knew it. There was no probable cause. So they raided it anyway because they didn't care, and that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to get those documents back because if there was no classified, if there was actually really nothing there, if the FBI doubted probable cause, but they pushed forward anyway, from pressure from Biden DOJ officials, what was the reason? Besides getting the documents back related to Russiagate, what could it have been? Really, what could it have been? I mean, I'll give you time to think about it. I'll give you time to guess. But what you're going to find is there's nothing there. There's nothing there. I am telling you right now that when you read this story, Fox News Digital reviewed emails between the FBI and the Justice Department officials in the months leading up to the August 2022 raid of Mar-a-Lago, with FBI officials expressing concerns about a lack of probable cause to execute the search warrant on the former president's residence in Palm Beach, Florida. Very little has been developed related to who might be culpable for mishandling the documents, an FBI official serving as assistant special in charge wrote to another FBI official named Anthony Redlinger. From the interviews, WFO has gathered information suggesting that there may be additional boxes, presumably of the same type as were sent back to the National Archives and Records Administration at Mar-a-Lago. So that's what they were going with. WFO has been drafting a search warrant affidavit related to these potential boxes, but has some concerns that the information is single source, has not been corroborated, and may be dated. DOJ, Department of Justice, CES, opines, however, that the SWs meet the probable cause standard. So basically, short story is you had a back and forth, a typical bureaucratic back and forth. We don't think this meets the standard. And you would also imagine in your head that that standard for the president, the former president of the United States of America, would be the highest standard possible. You're talking about the former president who's running for president again, who may very well become the next president of the United States of America. So you're talking about that. You're talking about a standard where you would say, whatever we do, if we're going to raid this guy's home, we got to make sure here that this works. We got to make sure that this meets the criteria, because if we don't, there's going to be a huge public outcry. And people are going to be rightfully incredibly angry. But if you have to get those documents back because you're worried he's going to win, if you have to get the Crossfire Hurricane documents back because you're worried this guy's going to be back in the White House, you don't have a choice. You got to do it. So the DOJ overrides the FBI and says, get in there, go in there. Doesn't matter. We think it meets the probable cause standard. Go. Guns blazing. Go. Because don't forget, they gave the order for the FBI to be able to use weapons if they needed to. Even as we continue down the path towards a search warrant, WFO believes that a reasonable conversation with the former president's attorney stating that the FBI and the DOJ are readying a search warrant and have developed information that there are more documents at Mar-a-Lago ought not to be discounted. Translation is this. We call up the president's attorney and we say, hey, listen, you have these documents there. We believe they belong to the United States of America. They belong at the National Archives. We need them back. So can you please get them back? And there's a process. And we've talked about this before. There's a whole law on this and how you deal with this, with documents that the United States contends are its property versus what the documents the president contends are his property. And it's all dealt with in a manner that is not criminal. It's completely civil. It's supposed to be civil. But you don't send guys in with guns blazing to get those documents back, especially when presidents have the ability to declassify things. And there becomes a whole separate area of conversation and debate about whether or not those documents are actually classified or if they are things that the president declassified on his way out the door. And the process by which a president declassifies something is not as simple as people think. Or I should say, it's not as detailed as people would think, whereas there's a whole process. He can literally just declassify it, and then it's declassified. It doesn't have to go through a committee. Doesn't have to go through an auto-declassification machine. So you have that, too. So you factor that in. So you have these guys you're saying at a minimum, even if the former president's attorney is correct and the documents were all declassified or believed to be declassified, it can be reasonably argued that the documents remain sensitive and should be properly secured until the matter of classification is sorted out. This conversation could easily be accomplished at the same time the WFO presses forward with the investigation and continues building out the search warrant. You pick up the phone. Have a conversation. Listen, you think some of these things are yours. We think they're ours, meaning the United States of America. You say they are not classified. We think some might be sensitive. Could you at least make sure they're properly secured? Can we work on that? We'll call you back. Yeah. I mean, it's at his home. He's not displaying this stuff in public. He's not putting it on the internet. He's not leaving it on tables at Mar-a-Lago. Like, you sit down at a chair at Mar-a-Lago, you look under your seat, and it's, oh, look, there's a classified document taped to the bottom of the chair. It's nothing like that. So you have this process you're working on. The National Archives and Records Administration works with the president and his lawyers and his team if they can't find something. And this all goes back to Bill Clinton's sock drawer. When Bill Clinton had these audio recordings in his sock drawer, and the judge in D.C. ruled that, well, if he says they're his and he says they're his property and declassified, well, then they're his and they're his property. And that's the end of it. Giving the president broad latitude on all these things. And the Department of Justice knows that. Of course they knew that. But weeks later, an FBI agent writes an email stating the following. We haven't generated any new facts, but keep being given draft after draft after draft. Of what? A search warrant. Absent a witness coming forward with recent information about classified on site, at what point is it fair to table this? Meaning, nobody's coming forward. Nobody's coming forward and saying, you know what, I was at Mar-a-Lago, and I looked over, and there's the breakfast menu, and right next to that is who shot Kennedy. And the answer right there. And it's marked classified. No, in fact, if you remember when the FBI would do the raid on Mar-a-Lago, they would bring props that said classified, and they would put it around the files to make everybody think that those files said classified on them when they didn't. That was purposeful. That was a little show and tell they did. So there's no new facts supporting the PC, probable cause. No new witnesses coming forward. No documents being shown on the internet. Trump's not putting out on Truth Social any pictures of things like, oh, look. Look at what I have. This is really top secret. Here are the nuclear codes. Have fun, kids. Nothing like that. And yet, the DOJ keeps pushing. The DOJ keeps pushing. Another email revealed that the FBI's Washington field office did not believe and has articulated to DOJ and CES that we have established probable cause for the search warrant for classified records at Mar-a-Lago. Did not believe that we have established probable cause for a search warrant. Now, if you're going to search somebody's house, you better make sure you have probable cause. If you're going to search the home of the former and potentially future president of the United States of America, something that has never been done before, you better make sure you've got probable cause. You better make sure. DOJ has opined that they do have probable cause, requesting a wide scope, including residence, office, and storage space. The FBI believed that a raid would be counterproductive and suggested alternative, less intrusive, and likelier quicker options for resolution to reclaim any potential classified records. Remember something. There's a process to deal with getting back classified records, and it does not involve the FBI, and it doesn't involve guns. But the process moved forward regardless of concerns. An email on August 4th, 2022 revealed the plan for the execution of the warrant. The FBI intends for the execution of the warrant to be handled in a professional, low-key manner and to be mindful of the optics of the search. The agent quotes then Deputy Assistant Attorney General George Toskas in a meeting. Since we heard Mr. Toskas say yesterday in the call that he frankly doesn't give a damn about the optics, and Mr. Bratt has already built an antagonistic relationship with Trump attorneys, I think it is more than fair to say that the DOJ contact with Trump attorney just prior to the execution of the warrant will not go well. DOJ said as much yesterday. I also think it's fair to say that if FBI calls, having in mind officer safety to the optics of the search and the desire to conduct this search in a professional and low-key manner, there is a far better chance that the execution will go more smoothly and we may actually gain some measure of cooperation, which could go some way to resolving the mishandling of classified records investigation that is being conducted. I understand, the agent says, that this request may not go well at DOJ, however. It is the FBI serving and executing the search, and it will be our personnel who will have to deal with the reaction to that first contact. As I read that, it's very obvious it is the DOJ pushing the FBI to go down this road, pushing them to go down this road, and saying, search, we don't care what you think. We don't care if it meets your probable cause standard. We don't care if you think you haven't checked all the boxes. We don't care. Get in there anyway. Raid the place. Well, DOJ's in charge. DOJ's in charge. So then the FBI agents in this email are trying to figure out how they can do it in the least obtrusive way possible. But we also know, and Fox News Digital reported in 2024, that the Biden administration authorized the use of deadly force during the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago. That language was also used during the search of President Joe Biden's residence for potential classified documents in 2023, which, of course, you know, as President of the United States of America, in 2023, that nobody was going to get shot. Nothing like that was ever going to happen. And they only did that because they already had done it with Trump. So they had to say that so they can say, well, we're being consistent. No, I think it's very obvious here that Merrick Garland and Jack Smith, the non-special counsel lunatic lawyer obsessed with Trump, that all of these people needed to get this classified information. NDI, U.S. government records. They had to do it. And they contained a policy statement regarding the use of deadly force, which stated, for example, law enforcement officers of the Department of Justice may use deadly force when necessary. And according to the filing, the DOJ and FBI agents plan to bring standard issue weapons, ammo, handcuffs, and medium and large size bolt cutters, but they were instructed to wear unmarked polo or collared shirts and to keep law enforcement equipment concealed. So they get all these boxes, they get all these documents, Many of them potentially protected by attorney-client privilege, protected by executive privilege. Eyes only, which many of the people there did not have the access to be able to even see a lot of these documents. And why? What were they really looking for? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And I think we know the answer. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. You can weigh in on the YouTube chat as well, though I'm having camera issues again, but that's okay. You don't worry about it. We'll figure that out. The big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right across the bridge. Use those year-end benefits before they expire. Please don't let those benefits on the table. It would be such a mistake if that happens, all right? So call them today, 856-786-2020. Big show for today. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Tuesday, and that means we're almost to Friday. Basically Friday. No, it's good. We're almost there. We're getting there. And that's exciting, because we'll be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on Friday. So I hope you'll join us. And I hope you will join us and... if you don't, you're going to really miss out. I'm telling you, it's a hell of a show. Live shows are always the best. Cape May, the Grand Hotel, they go all out for Christmas. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So you want to be there for it, all right? That's this coming Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. Last show of the year. It's my last show of the year, too. On our station, anyway. Because, well, I would be on our station again filling in for Jimmy Failla. But instead, they have a guest host filling in for... Jimmy Failla, even though I'm filling in for Jimmy Failla, and it's complicated. I don't know what to tell you, but basically, Linda Kearns is going to be filling in when I'm filling in. I don't really understand it exactly, but either way, my last show officially on the station for the year is on Friday. Okay? Very good. So make sure you come out and join us for that. Now, Road Warrior's pointing out that... he's saying, and let's see if I can find this, this Monaco woman was the one who was behind all this. Yeah, look, I get it. I mean, Lisa Monaco was running point on this. Merrick Garland was still the Attorney General of the United States, though. And, you know, the AG, I always said this about Merrick Garland. I said this for a long time. He was a butthurt guy who never got his hearing for the Supreme Court. He hates Republicans. He's about as partisan as you possibly get. Because even if Lisa Monaco is running point, and I don't doubt that she was, and this was behind this, but Garland is in charge. He's the AG. He's the one who's supposed to step in there and say, we're not doing this. I mean, you had FBI agents who were very concerned about this raid on Mar-a-Lago, and they're concerned that this doesn't meet the probable cause standard. And you're talking about the president of the United States of America, or the former president of the United States of America. You're talking about his private residence. And we've never done this before in American history. So you're doing something now that you've never done. And hat tip to Johnny Cook, the line, I'm a god, not the god. Groundhog Day, not Ghostbusters. Johnny Cook, well done. Thank you. Wrong Bill Murray movie. Well, I'm a god. I'm not the god. Groundhog Day is so good, but it's just great, fantastic. So you're going to raid the president's house. You're going to go through his wife's, his skivvy drawer. And look at her undesirables, although I'm sure they're quite desirable. And you're going to do all that even though there's doubts among FBI agents about the probable cause to execute the search warrant? It's got to go to the highest levels at DOJ to force that. Because there's also a level in Washington of a CYA situation. You know, we're going to cover our you-know-what. We're going to make sure that nobody, and I mean nobody, would point the finger at me if there's somebody above me that I can point the finger at and say that it was them, that they pushed me to do this. That's the nature of Washington. That's how Washington works. So you have a situation here where you've got this raid happening and FBI agents are doubting it and they're putting it in emails. They're writing it to CYA, the cover your behind so that people know that they didn't think that this rose to the level of what a search warrant and a raid on the president's home would be, and that they were felt there were other ways they could retrieve these documents. And yet, DOJ kept pushing. So the question I asked you before is, why would they do that? Why would the Department of Justice push back on that and say, this raid has to happen? Got to do it. There was something they wanted there. Just raiding his house is not enough. There's something they wanted. But look, let's assume there wasn't. Let's assume that there was really nothing. They just wanted to raid his house. They just thought the optics of them raiding his house would be just enough, and that would be the end of it. And then I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a second. Because there's a lot of people who would feel sympathy for Trump for having the FBI come to his home. A lot of people would raise questions around it. Yeah, it was still their goal to make sure that he become the Republican nominee because I think they thought he was the easiest one to beat. But at the same time, though, don't you turn around and say to yourself, you know, there's going to be a lot of backlash to this. And we're setting a precedent here that's never been done before. So you gotta want something. And that's where I come back to the documents related to Crossfire Hurricane. I can't prove that. I don't think anyone can. And Republicans and Democrats alike are, at the time, were raising a lot of questions around this. A lot of questions around this and saying, you know what? I gotta be honest with you. I think this is bad for America. This is bad for America. This is bad for the Republic. This is bad for our future. I can't imagine this is a good thing, that this results in a good thing. DOJ has opined that they do have probable cause requesting a wide scope, including residence, office, storage space. The FBI believed that a raid would be counterproductive and suggested alternative, less intrusive, and likelier quicker options for resolution to reclaim any potential classified records. Now, it gets into another phase of this, too, which is that then-Deputy Assistant Attorney General George Toskas, in a meeting, talks to these guys, and the following is said. Since we heard Mr. Toskas say yesterday in the call that he frankly doesn't give a damn about the optics, and Mr. Brad has already built an antagonistic relationship with Trump's attorneys, I think it's more than fair to say that the DOJ contact with Trump's attorneys just prior to the execution of the warrant will not go well. DOJ said as much yesterday, the agent writes. I also think that it is fair to say that if FBI calls, having in mind officer safety to the optics of the search and the desire to conduct this search in a professional and low-key manner, there's a far better chance that the execution will go more smoothly and we may actually gain some measure of cooperation, which could go some way to resolving the mishandling of classified records investigation that is being conducted. I want to ask you another question. Do you think they were really worried that they were going to show up and that the Secret Service guarding Trump was going to pull out their guns and they were going to have a standoff? No. So why put all this in an email? CYA. Cover your you-know-what. These guys thought it was ridiculous. Now, I'm not saying all of them did. I'm saying enough of them did. Enough of them thought it was ridiculous that they would go there with guns to Mar-a-Lago and raid the president's home, that they felt the need to write this in a way that would say, look, you realize now you're sending heavily armed agents to the president's house where there are heavily armed agents. It's a cover your you-know-what thing. That's what it is. This whole use of deadly force, which they would then turn around and go, well, you know, that's standard operating procedure. It's not standard operating procedure to raid a former president's home. They know there are guys with guns there, but they're the Secret Service. It's not like they're the president's private security team and he's a drug lord and they're worried that these agents are going to start firing at the FBI agents. What are the Secret Service agents going to do? They're going to comply with the order of a search warrant. They have to. They don't have a choice. Their job is to protect the life of the president, protect the first lady, protect whoever's there. And Trump wasn't even there that day. But, you know, I mean, their job is not to stop the FBI from coming in. But they made it seem like that. You notice that? They made it seem like they were raiding the home of this big mafioso warlord. Like, you imagine the Corleone complex. Guys walking around with Tommy guns. Big floodlights turned on. You don't know what you're going to get. What to expect. Like a raid in anybody's home. Like a raid in a home in Kensington. Might be a pit bull there. Might be a bunch of guys with guns in there. You never know. Like, did they actually think for a second the Secret Service was going to just stand there and say, back up, get away? Like, what Secret Service agent working for the United States of America would defy a legal search warrant that was administered by the Federal Bureau of Investigation? In a movie, maybe? Maybe in a movie where the Secret Service decides to go rogue. Where they decide that their jobs, their pensions, their benefits, and all of it, they don't really care. What they care about is stopping the FBI from serving a search warrant on the home of a former president that they are assigned to protect and guard. Why? There was no need for deadly force. There was no need for guns. There was no need for any of that. But yet they made sure to put all that in there. And I think that was, again, another CYA measure where they wanted people to know, we don't agree with this. We think this is stupid. I mean, the more you find here, the more you peel back the layers of the onion, what you're going to find here is that Jack Smith, in his capacity as a prosecutor, because I will not call that man a special counsel, Jack Smith, Mar-a-Lago, Merrick Garland, whoever else, all the people at DOJ, the top people, they knew that those documents around Crossfire Hurricane implicated all of them. It implicated Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all these other people, and we had to get them back no matter what. So we got to make it seem like this is really critical here to national security. And we got to make it seem like if we don't get this stuff back right away, this could be World War III. Like some busboy could grab the nuclear codes and go doot, 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 thinking he was dialing up 8675309, calling Jenny, and next thing you know, kaboom. Like, if there even were nuclear codes, they're not going to be active. They don't stay active. He left. He's down at Mar-a-Lago. Even if he had souvenir nuclear codes, at that point, they were a kid's toy. You can give them to Reagan. Let her play with them. Fisher-Price nuclear codes. AH7K259, blah, blah, blah. Put it in, honey. You'll cause global thermonuclear war. Boom. Oh, they don't work anymore because he's not the commander-in-chief. He's not the National Command Authority. Even if there were battle plans attacking Iran, let's assume for a second they were real. Like, real battle plans attacking Iran. If they're in a box, shoved in a closet, who the hell cares? Again, if Trump had had a model, wear them on her body, and like a dress with the battle plans, or maybe painted on her body for some New Year's Eve sort of a thing, or a July 4th thing. This happened in the summer. And she walks out there, and she's gorgeous, and she's got the battle plans to Iran painted on her body for everybody to see. And it's like, oh my gosh. Now Iran's going to know exactly how we would attack them. Okay. That'd be one thing. But you realize that ever since they did that raid, they never told us what they actually ever found that was related to national security, other than this idea that on the back of a menu was scribbled some battle plans to invade Iran. That was it. They also use it as an impetus to charge the former president, though, don't forget. They say he had all of these classified documents there. Retention of national defense information, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and false statements. Pretty heavy stuff. He's a threat to national security. Why do you do this, though, when you do it? You know what I mean? Why do it when you do it? What's the political goal here? This raid happens at a time in August of 2022. You haven't even had the first primaries yet in Iowa, New Hampshire, nothing. It's the summer of 2022. Why do you go after the former president and charge him with all these things? Well, either you're so worried about him being locked up or winning that you feel like you gotta lock him up, or you think this is going to help him win the nomination. You think the base is going to rally around him, and this is what's going to propel him right to the front of the pack, unlike another guy in Florida at the time, Ron DeSantis, the very popular governor, who just won re-election in a resounding victory. And I will always believe it's that. I will always believe these people did everything they possibly could to get Trump nominated, thinking he was the easiest one to beat. All right. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. It's winter. You may have snow on your roof. You may have ice on your roof. How's your roof holding up? How are your windows holding up? Your doors, your gutters? How are your siding? Emmons takes care of all these things. And they've done it for me in two different homes over the course of 12 years. Now, I love the great work of Emmons, and so will you. And you're going to get a lifetime warranty on your roof. Thanks to my friends at Emmons, and they are platinum certified by Owens Corning. So you get a roof shingle made in Kearney, New Jersey, as American as it gets, baby, and then you get that lifetime warranty. Now, Owens Corning doesn't hand this certification out to just any old contractor. You got to meet the standards, and they're very strict with these standards. And then you get the lifetime warranty on the roof. So you get a lifetime warranty on the roof, and you get great local people who do the work for you, people you can trust, people who are determined to make you happy, who know how important you are to me, and are going to make sure they do the job right. You get windows made in America, siding made right here in our area, CertainTeed Siding. They even do kitchen and bathroom remodeling. In other words, Emmons is your one-stop shop for everything for your home. And with that lifetime warranty, you just simply can't go wrong. And I got news for you. I checked, and winter, which hasn't even started yet, is going to be here for the next several months, all the way until spring. It's true. And they're saying we might get a lot of snow this winter. Either way, you want to make sure that roof can hold up. So, Emmons will give you a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get that lifetime warranty. You have a Jersey Shore house? Make sure that Shore house is looking good and strong with Emmons. All right? Do what I did and reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com, and tell them I sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay. So we got a lot going on today. It's a busy day, as you can imagine. And J.D. Vance in Pennsylvania speaking and running for president. Because let's face it, there's a reason why he's coming to Pennsylvania. This is the must-win state presidency. He's no fool. Touting the president's economic agenda and record and speaking in Pennsylvania. I tell you, and this is another key point to keep in mind here with all this stuff. The point of the economy and the point that I made today was there was this war on energy, record spending, inflation, all this stuff. The foundation for a strong economy next year, it's all there. And that's why you're seeing gas prices drop below $3 a gallon right now on national average, according to AAA and Gas Buddy. Great. All that is there. It all looks good heading into midterm elections. Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, is very confident the Democrats are going to win back the House. Very confident. Now, if they do, then understand it's just going to be an impeachment bonanza. They will impeach Trump. They will impeach. I mean, there's a wacko who's running, I don't know, New Hampshire somewhere. It doesn't matter. She said she wants to impeach Bobby Kennedy as Secretary of HHS for rolling back the Hep B vaccine requirement or recommendation. Yeah, they want to impeach cabinet members. They want to impeach the president. That's what they'll do. That's what they'll do if they get back control of the House. Everybody knows that. But I think the economy is going to be in a good place next year. I really do. I think that it all comes back to energy. I've said this before. Experts, people smarter than me when it comes to money, have said this before, too. So those pillars for a strong economy. But the Democrats, however, they cannot help themselves but run against Trump. He brings out the worst in his enemies. It's one of his gifts. His gift is bringing out the worst in his enemies. And they will turn around and they will make the entire election about him, about going after him, about impeaching him, about getting Donald Trump. Just like they did before. Just like they've done so many times. And that will be their mistake. That will be their downfall. It'll either be that, or it'll be the socialists who are running in the midterms if they survive the primaries, and then they will be promising people free things. And I think people are going to see through it and realize that they don't want it. So one thing I do know for certain is the Democrat primaries are going to be a circus, a fiasco, and something that we would all pay good money to watch. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.